Companies that mine minerals and salt from the Great Salt Lake have spent millions of dollars so far to adapt to the low water. But it's brine shrimp and birds causing the most worry now. That's because the Union Pacific Railroad is planning to breach the 20-mile causeway that divides the lake's north arm from the south arm. It's a time when changes to the lake's salinity could have cascading impacts on the food chain.
You get kind of this compounding effect of if you raise the salinity too much too quickly, you can not only affect the juveniles in reaching that adult stage, but you can also change the food base for all life stages of brine shrimp.
Kyle Stone is a biologist for the state's Great Salt Lake Ecosystem Program. He says higher salinity could cut the brine shrimp's food source, phytoplankton. And that means millions of eared grebes could go hungry too as they lay over at the Great Salt Lake for the next few months. Plus, this season's brine shrimp harvest could be at risk as well. Lynn DeFreitas is director of the Friends of the Great Salt Lake. She points out that the lake has a $1.3 billion impact on the state's economy.
The lake belongs to all of us. We all have a stake in this claim, and we should make our concerns heard.
The railroad company has indicated that delaying the breach might mean missing its federal permit deadline and higher construction costs. Judy Fays, KUER News.